Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
T.O. Hardiman was on our show yesterday, Mr. Ceasefire, and he's the guy who said that we ought to have street vendors at, you know, food markets, craft fairs, food trucks. You know, we ought to have the same sort of delivery of pot on the south and west side as we have of other things, particularly since it just seems like there's a select community, and there are no African Americans in there, who do have the medicinal licenses and have the pot shops up. And I think a lot of people are watching all the money being made, and they're standing there going, wait a minute, why aren't we included in this? Tio is back on the phone this morning. Tio, it's John. Welcome back. How are you today?
I'm doing good, John. I appreciate you having me back on your show here.
Tio, I don't think it's a good idea for that little girl to be selling pot on the south side.
Well, I don't think a little girl should be selling pot anyway. You know, when I ran for governor, I wasn't really totally in favor of legalizing recreational marijuana, but at the same time, I knew that they were going to pass it, you know, eventually, but not for little girls and kids, without a doubt. I don't agree with that either.
There you go. There you go. So how'd your press conference go? You were on with us yesterday in advance of it. Did you have a thing yesterday?
Yes, the press conference was very, very good. We got a chance to get our message out. And the main thing is this here, like you said before I came on, here it is. One of the reporters from WBBM News Radio asked me a question, saying, she didn't ask me a question. She said that African-American people will be considered in the second round. So that's a red flag right there. What do you mean a second round? Why is it that African-American vendors or, investors are going to be considered later on in the process? It makes no sense. But we are pushing peddler's license all the way to the top. We have to get some legs under the movement with the legislators and get them to draft some legislation. The Chicago Sun-Times gave us a good, write-up, a good story on the press conference yesterday. And a lot of people agree that we need peddler's license for these young people to help reduce unemployment in the African-American community.
But you couldn't do that for alcohol. And you don't sell cigarettes out of trucks or at, fairs and craft shows and stuff like that. I mean, if booze is the equivalent, and I think for a lot of people it is, you got to go into a store to buy it, right?
Yeah, but let me say this to you, out of all due respect. You know, remember back in Prohibition, I did my research on Prohibition, the bootleg days with the Italian gangsters and stuff. So once they legalized alcohol, they open up stores, liquor stores. You can buy alcohol in the lounges and all that kind of stuff. What I'm saying, we have over 1,000 abandoned storefronts in the African-American community on the south and west side. Let the people set up the shops in there then, because a lot of people in the neighborhood do not have $250,000 and all those thousands to open up the way these dispensaries are opening up. So allow, if you talk about equity, equality, just be totally inclusive with it and allow African-American people to benefit, become a part of this big money wagon that's about to take place. I'm talking, it's a billion-dollar industry.
Those shops weren't open in the city a week. One of them got ripped off. And I'll tell you what, my text line at first said, hey, this guy's thinking out of the box, creative idea. And then people just lined up with all of the problems with this. And one of them is you'll have a bunch of, amateur operators with a lot of cash. It's just going to be a problem. This is a bad idea.
No, I would have to battle back, John, I must admit. Now, the thing about it, the illegal drug trade has been going on for a long time now. So what I'm saying, let's bring it into the black market, bring everything above board, and let's go to work. What makes it a bad idea? Is it a bad idea because of the people that own the marijuana dispensaries? Is that a bad idea? Just because they had the money to buy, the higher security, they had money to open up these facilities? What about that being a bad idea? So why is it when it comes to the brothers in the neighborhood, it's a bad idea? The thing about it is that everybody needs to benefit. This is a billion-dollar industry. If we're talking about healing Chicago, restorative justice, people of color have been locked up, with this prison industrial complex because of the failed war on drugs. So how is it a bad idea just because we're speaking up for the underdog? Somebody needs to answer that question, John.
You're supposed to pay taxes on that stuff, Tio. So how does that happen? It's a pretty high tax rate. How would these street vendors or guys at the farmers markets collect the taxes and turn them in?
Well, first and foremost, the street vendors would purchase the marijuana, recreational use marijuana, from the dispensaries, okay? Or they can go direct to the source, and that, therefore, that would be a paper trail right there. And then the young guys would have an app where, you know, you can use your cash or whatever to pay for it, and there needs to be a receipt recorded every time you make a sale. So, you know, we have to tweak the peddler's license policy a little bit, but, you know, we put it out there, and it's a work in progress, but there's ways to make sure that taxes are being paid and everybody's above board. So that's what I'm trying to push so people can see the vision here, because, for one, there's a 45% unemployment rate amongst African-American young men in Chicago right now, and gun violence is still a big issue. It's an epidemic, and we can help ease some of the tensions around the illegal drug market once we, you know, allow these young men to have peddler's license. And next, you know, we can improve the quality of life, you know, to a degree. I don't want to just depend on marijuana, but I think it's one avenue that we can go down right now that's right out there in our face right now.
T.O. Hardiman's on a phone line. He goes by Mr. Ceasefire sometimes. He's the director of something called Violence Interrupters. You've heard his name around Chicago for years. Do you have to get the city to approve this idea, T.O., or is it the state that has to approve this idea?
Well, we're looking to reach out to state representatives and state senators. It should come from the state first, and then we can hopefully talk to Mayor Lori Lightfoot, because she was talking about set-asides for different groups in the city. Set aside some peddler's license for these young men in Chicago. That's what I'm saying. And young women. I do not want to leave the women out, okay? But the thing is this here. You're talking about set aside. Let's make this happen. Let's make it, equal. You know, let's spread the wealth for everybody in Chicago. That's what I'm talking about right now.
Yeah. You know, the one thing that I don't like, I was an advocate for this for all the reasons I think you would be, right? Why are we locking up all of these people, and why don't we tax it, and why don't we bring it above board, legitimize it, control the quality, stuff like that. So I kind of get that. And then as we got closer and closer to it, I started to feel a little uneasy about it. And there's something that I don't like, just kind of bugs me, T.O., about the city pushing drugs on people to make money for the city. That's what it feels like to me now. It's like, hey, let's hurry up and find as many ways as we can to get marijuana in the hands of people in the city of Chicago so then we can tax it. If you said, is it a great idea that everybody smokes dope? I think a lot of us would still say no. But by God, the city is in now. They want this to happen. It's no different than the city being the drug pusher in the past, except now it's legal and the city is diving in.
Well, I totally agree with you and understand that I'm not interested in investing in no peddler's license myself or opening up a dispensary. But the thing is, you're right. You know, right now the casinos are on the table, gambling and marijuana. And it's crazy. It's like the city is pushing the marijuana now to bring in money. And that's a poor example of leadership, not just for the city overall, because why can't we think about other means and ways to raise revenue that can take care of the good people here in Illinois outside of marijuana or drugs or, you know, or gambling places. So you made a valid point, in my opinion, there.
Yeah. Well, listen, T.O., good luck to you on this. I'm not a gambler, speaking of gambling, but it's a long shot what you're up to here, my friend.
Well, I've been up against long shots all my life. I was born and raised in the heart of the ghetto, John. So we'll be okay, trust me. We have to become very resilient and push. I think we have to speak truth to power. This is a valid, situation when we talk about peddler's license. I think it's valid. The people in the underdog, the young brothers and sisters in the neighborhoods do not have the money to allow them to purchase this peddler's license. And I believe we're going to pick up some traction very soon. We have a few more demonstrations that we're organizing, one next week. And as we keep moving, I'll let you guys know in advance once we organize another major demonstration about this topic.
Nice to talk to you today. Stay in touch, okay?
Appreciate you.
That's T.O. Hardiman. I don't know how you would set the odds on that happening, but I wouldn't bet the House on that, or the Senate for that matter.